Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The refs jam it to the Wisconsin Badgers last night. That's what Bo Ryan is claiming. It never sounds good coming
refs,
from the coach.
The refs, okay.
You know, when the losing coach does this, it just never sounds good. But
I guess Coach K hasn't won five. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, he has.
You know, I think there was some questionable stuff. I think it might have gone both ways. I don't know. I want to know what you think here about this. But Bo Ryan he's mad. He's hot. He sounded like
Setting such a great example, isn't he?
Sounded like a really ticked off fan is what he sounded like. This is What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org about all the Farm Bureau has to offer. Go under membership benefits. You'll find a lot of great examples right there. We have a couple of farm experts that are joining us today on the program from the Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about Ag Week at NDSU. Looking forward to that, and look forward to catching up with the president of the NDSU Collegiate Ag Group. So that'll be fun. It's Ag Week at NDSU, and Nevada Turbeville will be here, president of the NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau Federation. Also, next hour, Don Parrish will be here. He tackles a lot of the regulatory nonsense going on in Washington, D.C., and guess what? He's busy. He's busy.
Doesn't that sound like the kind of job where your job would never end?
Yeah, well, his would never end, especially with this EPA and what they're trying to do. This Waters of the U.S. thing is worthy of an update. They're turning everything into open water. So anyway, prairie potholes have been converted into something for the EPA to regulate. We're going to deal with that as well. Tim Tebow's mom is in North Dakota tonight for a Faith, Family, and Freedom dessert banquet that the North Dakota Family Alliance is putting on. The North Dakota Family Alliance did a very nice job throughout this legislative session of just getting the facts out there on the proposal for adding sexual orientation into the criteria for discrimination in North Dakota. So obviously a victory that they won by beating back for the third time now a proposal that would have put special protections there. And anyway, Pam Tebow is the keynote speaker tonight, and that's happening in Fargo. If you're on the eastern end of the state, I understand they still have spots available if you'd like to attend. We'll tell you about that, too, on the program today as well. Speaking of the ongoing controversy over adding sexual orientation to the special protected classes of categories in the discrimination listing, the Democrats are not done with this one. I have said all along that this is about politics, really, more than anything. And I think we've seen that. In fact, we've seen people fundraising on this. This is a political gamesmanship. Now, I have said before, and I'll say again, the idea that someone is discriminated against in a hateful manner for any reason, race, color, creed, sexual orientation, anything, is abhorrent. When it happens, we ought to shine a spotlight of sunshine on it as a disinfectant and fix it. And quite honestly, I honestly believe with every fiber of my being, if enough individuals had come forward to say, this is what happened to me, here's what had happened, here's who did it, you know, folks would have said, you know what, maybe we do need to add sexual orientation as a special protected class, because look what's happening. Instead, what we heard is, this could happen, this might happen. Now, the bottom line is, let's agree on one thing. Let's be against hateful discrimination, however it happens. All right? Let's focus there. Well, the Democrats, they're not done with this, right? So this week now, they're pushing the governor based on some comments he made last week saying, hey, you know, maybe we missed an opportunity here to deal with some employment things. A little blood in the water, politically speaking, for the Democrats. So they are pushing for special protections as it pertains to employees of the state government. Is that a necessary clarification needed, or is this just another political game? That would be my question for you, because that's happening as we speak. And also, we had the Senate pass the legislation calling for, well, a lot of folks have seen this vote to be all about Heidi Heitkamp. There's political rumors that Heidi Heitkamp may, in fact, come back and run for governor. And if she were to run for governor and then win that race, currently in state law, she has the ability to appoint her successor. And I don't think enough people have focused on the question of whether or not that's good policy. You think that's good policy? I'm not talking about whether it's Heidi Heitkamp or Jack Dalrymple or John Hoeven or Bud Sinner or Al Olson, or you get the idea. Ed Schaefer. I'm saying, is it good policy to appoint someone to an esteemed position like the U.S. Senate by fiat? I don't think it is. And I, quite honestly, I'd say that. Now, this looks like politics. No question. Let's just be honest. It looks like politics because of the rumors related to Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And maybe it is. Maybe that's the timing. That's what's driving it. I think the real issue ought to be, is it good policy? I would argue the opposite on the special protection argument. It would be better politics, I think, quite honestly, to not be bullied any longer, to have, you know, to say, okay, fine, just add it, whatever, just add it. Now, better politics, terrible policy, especially with the amount of lawsuits that would come from it. But were we out of focus, if we can, on the actual decision? And in this case, I think it's a good decision. And quite honestly, on the politics, might have a little benefit in that. I don't know. Heidi Heitkamp barely won the Senate race. If she doesn't have the ability to appoint someone, and the idea behind appointing someone, they still ultimately have to run for their own term, but they get a leg up in that they go into the Senate. They're there. They're running sort of as a, you know, incumbent that had been appointed, and they get all the trappings of the office, right? I mean, they still have to stand before the voters ultimately to get their own version of that seat, but if the governor appoints someone to fill out a seat, they get a leg up, okay, for a short period of time anyway. So if I'm Heidi Heitkamp, and I know I barely won the Senate race last go around, you know, maybe this is one more reason not to give up my Senate seat, come back, run for governor. You don't know if you're going to win that or not. That's no slam dunk. She lost last time. She barely won for Senate. You know, Heidi Heitkamp's not fared well. You know, I shouldn't say that. You win. A win is a win, right? But she squeaked into the United States Senate, and she lost her race prior to that for governor. Okay? And that's just a fact. A lot of people kind of gush over Heidi Heitkamp as this wildly popular, political leader. She's very savvy politically, but, I mean, the election results don't exactly suggest she doesn't have Kevin Cramer or John Hoeven like popularity. When you look at the numbers, Wayne Stengem and his numbers over in the Attorney General's office, nothing like it. Lost the gubernatorial race the last one she ran, and barely won the Senate one. So I would think this has the potential to be a factor of whether do I run, do I not run, okay? Because now if I do run and happen to win, I don't get a chance to appoint my successor. And, you know, if you're a Democrat, that's a prized possession. That U.S. Senate seat that you'd be giving up. So, I don't know. What do you think? You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So, a couple of things for you to ponder there. One, do you believe the Badgers got jammed, as Bo Ryan, the coach of the Badgers, says? Do you think they got jammed? Two, are the Democrats playing politics with the request of the governor for an executive order regarding state positions and the potential discrimination for, I mean, should they didn't get what they wanted statewide. They're asking now for the governor to add sexual orientation. Are they right? And then this vote in the Senate saying a governor doesn't appoint who fills a Senate seat. The people do. There's a special election call. Is that a good idea? Is that good policy, or is that politics? All right, you tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. 0550. Here's some comments on the, by the way, there is a North Dakota connection to Duke. I was rooting for the Badgers last night. I am not whining like Coach Ryan is, but I was glad to know, and I'd forgotten, actually, that there was a North Dakota connection. His aunt played at UND. His mom played at Devil's Lake. Kind of neat that it happened. But so Bo Ryan, now mind you, they blew a 9-point second half lead. But he said it's a shame it had to play that way, referring to the officiating. Not pleased with the second half was called when the Badgers, who were among the teams committing the least fouls in the country, averaging only 12 and a half per game, were whistled for 13 of their 15 fouls. Blue Devils, meanwhile, called for just 6 fouls after the break. Was the hand on the scale for the Blue Devils against Bo Ryan in the biggest game of the year in college basketball? You tell me. Sandy in Minot wants to weigh in on this. We'll do that when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
If you need grain stuff, Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington has it. Their website is grainstuff.com. In a moment, I'll give you their number. Great staff, very knowledgeable, very friendly. Get you the products you need. GSI grain bins and dryers, Ringland Power Sweeps, Shivers bin dryers, Ritchie livestock waterers, welding supplies, gases, gears, pulleys, even bulk bolts and nuts. Everything you need. Grainstuff.com or call 800-859-2032. Carrington, North Dakota's Central Steel Building and Construction.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Job like Bo Ryan says last night. What say you? Your listeners had this to say. Handshakes all night, elbows to the face, not sure what that is. Brent Lundgren says, I agree. Jerry says, charges not called, phantom fouls, four-step layup. Somebody has to say it. Even the announcers were incredulous. He didn't need to talk about the one and done in this setting, however. Randy says, how could the refs miss the Duke player stepping out of bounds right under the basket with a couple of minutes to go. Makes me wonder. Paul says the refs blow calls all the time, but the only time anyone complains about it is when they lose. It is what it is. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Had to ask since Bo Ryan snapped last night. I'm quite honestly more focused on Thursday. And, in fact, I'm going to start saying this from now on, up until Thursday. Beat the BU time is beat the Boston time, right? Is it the BU Terriers? Who is it? Beat BU time, 9:20.
Not a big fan, don't know.
That's what it is.
It doesn't matter. They're going to lose.
Beat them. Thursday night, the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux playing BU in the NCAA Frozen Four. Sandin in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, as far as that game goes, it was, I think it was poorly reffed on both sides. As one of the emailers called in, you know, the hand checks, the stepping out of bounds, the traveling. It's hard to know what's, you know, what's a foul anymore in basketball and 1-8. So, I mean, has he got a little bit of a gripe? Yeah, with the foot on the out of bounds line and the replay where they showed the Duke player last one touching the ball going out with like a minute left to go in the game. But, you know, what one play doesn't necessarily define a game. If you play well, you should be, you know, in the lead enough to.
Is it too much to ask that in the NCAA Frozen Four, they call it straight up? I mean, you're arguing that obviously the bad officiating went both ways and, you know, that would mean that Wisconsin would have benefited as much as they got hurt by it, and it all comes out in the wash. But why do we have to put up with officiating like that in a final, an NCAA final? That kind of stinks, doesn't it?
Well, it must be what the NCAA wants because they don't take any steps to correct it. You know, obviously, you would think that the best refs in the game were reffing last night. You know, you would just assume they would put their best people on the floor, just like the best basketball players are, and give them their best shot at fair competition. But it's like I said, it's just hard to know, you know, what's the foul and what isn't, what's the travel and what isn't. You know, it's just a tough game. I mean, it's just tough to see what they're seeing and then call what they call and not call what they don't call. And then as far as the appointing somebody from their own party to replace in Heidi Heitkamp's place, as far as I know, it's been that way for years, and it seems only to be a problem because obviously the Republicans don't want another Democrat in there. But if you go back and look, when I voted for John Hovind to be governor, he quit 2 years into his term, and what happens is he gets to appoint Jack Dalrymple. And if you go back and look, how many times did Jack Dalrymple run to be the nominee from his own party? And I'm not, you know, it was a two or three times, and he never got the nod. So the only way he got to be governor was by appointment. So, and if you look at that, he was appointed. The lieutenant governor under him is appointed. I believe the last couple tax commissioners have been appointed. So you don't hear anybody complaining about it then, but now it's on the Democrat side, you know, that they're doing it. And I'm not saying I voted Republican and I voted Democrat, but now it seems to be an issue when it wasn't an issue when it was benefiting the Republicans.
Yeah, we're talking about federal offices. You're talking about state offices, you know, and also, obviously, you know, those folks you're talking about did end up running and then winning, right?
As incumbents.
Yeah, they got the benefit, absolutely.
They never got elected once. They got elected as an incumbent, and you know, and that's it is what it is. But like you said earlier, I think it's politics is all it is.
I mean, my take is that, you know, the timing is a little political. Clearly, that's why it's coming up right now. But it's good policy. I mean, I think whenever you err on the side of people ultimately deciding, you know, rather than saying, okay, you can appoint somebody, I think that's a good thing, don't you? Even though it may get a little sticky and, you know, the timing isn't always perfect.
Well, no, yeah, I agree. But I also agree with, you know, like John Hovind, I didn't vote for him as a as a congressman because I voted for him as governor, and he quit halfway through. He stood there and said, I want to be your governor for the next 4 years. I don't believe that was his intention, was to be that. I believe he was just positioning himself, you know, to have a job while he was, you know, before he could throw his hat in the ring for the, you know, for the big government. But so I don't know.
I don't remember the timing on that, but obviously Byron Dorgan retiring, saying he's going to stop. I mean, there were some folks thought that Senator Hovind was interested in that, but that was obviously, you know, another piece of that puzzle in deciding whether or not he was going to run.
Well, yeah, I agree. But it's you know, when you elect somebody to do a job, you elect them to do their job, and when they stand up there and say, I want to be your governor for the next 4 years, then that's what they should do. And then, you know, you just do what you're going to. If there's a health issue or, I mean, something where you can't physically do the job, I mean, everybody understands that. But I just think if you run for an office and you're elected for the term, you know, you should serve it out. Unwillingly.
By the way, do you think Heidi Heitkamp is going to do that? You think she's going to stay in that Senate seat?
I got no idea. Unless she says she's gonna, I guess I myself really don't have any reason to believe it. But
sure, Shannon, appreciate you sharing your comments. Thank you on both topics there. By the way, it's already passed the House. It now passed the Senate, so it'll go to the governor to get signed and passed overwhelmingly. Just the particulars: it requires the governor to call a special election within 95 days of when a Senate vacancy occurs, unless the vacancy occurs within 95 days of the end of the Senate term, in which case the seat would be filled in the next regular election. Is how they do it. And it passed. Two amendments offered, one that would have allowed the governor to appoint an interim senator until the special election, and one that would have also required special elections for vacancies in statewide offices. Mike in Thief River Falls, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Just a little clarification. The gentleman who said that Dalrymple was appointed governor when Hovind moved up to Senate is actually incorrect. There's a succession plan from lieutenant governor to governor. And when you vote for governor, you're voting for a governor and lieutenant governor at the same time.
Yeah, very, very good point.
You vote for president and vice president at the same time. You don't have the governor leave office and appoint his successor. No, the voters chose the successor when they voted for the governor.
Yeah, very good point. I was also going to say, because he made the comment, the only reason he's governor is because he was put there. Well, actually, the voters put him there, right? So, number one, you're right. He was lieutenant governor, so when the governor vacates his office, he automatically becomes governor, number one. Number two, then he ran for office and was elected. So, good catch, Mike. Thank you for that very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come speak for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 845-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Yeah, this is Ronald Bismarck, and the guy keeps talking about sticking to your commitment when you run for an office and you have to fulfill it. If you're walking down a trail and the trail has a detour sign, you don't continue walking down the trail and drop over the cliff. You go ahead and go around it and continue on. In politics, as in life, not all stays the same, and we may have to make adjustments to keep things going properly. So he's entirely wrong. So that's mine. Bye.
All right, Ron, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Couple of emails and calls. Also, wanting to clarify the other point that the caller called about, saying, wait a minute here. That wasn't an appointment by Governor Hoeven before he left for the Senate. That was what he was elected to fulfill should the governor leave. So anyway, appreciate all the calls. You're all listening well. That's good. I also promised that I would remind you that there was a North Dakota connection to the Duke Blue Devil victory last night. Tyus Jones, who's the MVP of the tournament, that was pretty cool, right? Has a mother that played at Lake Region in Devil's Lake. An aunt who played and also coached at UND, Darcy Deutsch. That's pretty cool, huh? And I understand Tyus has a couple of brothers that are great young men, fine athletes. Their dad played college ball. Pretty cool. Down at Apple Valley High School in Minnesota. So Minnesota and North Dakota can claim part of the crown in last night's Duke Blue Devil victory. Last night, so... Nice to know. And way to go to the Deutsches and others as well. That's pretty darn neat. But they didn't think the officiating was that bad. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. It's Ag Week at NDSU, and we're going to talk with the president of the Collegiate Farm Bureau Group there at NDSU in just a moment here. Tell you a little bit about what's happening there. Also, next hour, we'll have an update on the battle with the EPA and our growers and ranchers regarding the Waters of the U.S. controversy. So stay tuned for that coming up here in just a moment. I'll take Greg and Bismarck, though, before we go to Nevada. And welcome more of your calls at 800-228-0550. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind?
Just a couple things. When Ken Conrad quit politics and then came back around to run again. And that the Duke team, the Wisconsin team, had two falls the first half and Okafor sat out for most of the game, so I don't. And there was a couple bad calls at the end of the game there, but for the most part, they have it as good as Duke did most of the game.
All right. Appreciate that, Greg. I think you're talking about when Senator Conrad said that he would retire if,
right.
if the budget wasn't balanced, right? That was his pledge when he ran in 86.
Right. And then he came
and then
back.
He, and then he did announce that he was going to retire, right?
Right.
And then Senator Burdick, Quentin Burdick, passed away, and so he was able to run for a different seat.
Right, that opened it up for him to come back and run.
Yeah.
But that was to the benefit of the for his party at that time.
Of course. And again, I'm that's just politics, right? That happens, and ultimately it's up to voters to sort it all out. Yeah. I just think if we look at what was passed yesterday in the Senate, we say, is that good policy or not? Set aside the politics, and is there politics involved in the timing or the decision? Of course, there always is. But
at least there was a large group of people that passed it, and it wasn't just one person deciding to do what it wanted to do.
Sure. Yeah. No, good point. Good point.
But Duke game, yeah, I think Wisconsin had it as good as Duke did most of the game, the first half. They played without having any contention in the inside with Okafor having this for most of the game, and not all those fouls were there was a couple tic-tac balls on him, too. So.
I hear you. Greg, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Nevada Turbeville is here. Nevada is the president of the NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau. And NDSU Ag Week Coalition, which represents a dozen ag groups on campus, are organizing NDSU Ag Week, which actually starts next Monday, as a matter of fact. And the project was started in late 2014. Nevada started it. And we're going to find out a little bit more about this. How are you, Nevada?
I'm good. How are you?
That sounded like an angelic beginning to our conversation there.
Yeah.
Might have just been your phone, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Nice to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us today a little bit. What is the NDSU Ag Week Coalition? What's that all about?
So it's pretty much all presidents from a bunch of different ag clubs, I guess. There's probably 12 or 13 of us, and between us, we kind of represent probably every major in the college ag, and then the adjacent majors like ag ed and some of the ones that aren't really in the college ag, but they're still ag majors, and then also all 32 organizations too, pretty much. And then we just got together and started planning this Ag Week, I guess.
So you round up all the folks that are in leadership positions in these different groups and decide you're going to have an Ag Week, huh?
Yep. We're all juniors and seniors except for a couple. So we've been here for, 3-4 years, so we know what kind of goes on campus and different things. So
now this Ag Week that you're doing, is that new?
Yes. This is the first year that NDSU's had something like this. So it's kind of neat, and hopefully it goes well, I guess.
All right, so you get a bunch of these other groups to come together, and you say, hey, let's do an Ag Week, and what do you want to accomplish with NDSU Ag Week? What will that be all about?
NDSU started out being the Ag College, and we just kind of want to celebrate the rest of NDSU and kind of inform just the general campus on, the college and agriculture industry in general. So that's the goal, I guess.
All right, and next week, what happens? What does Ag Week look like?
Yeah, so Monday we're grilling for the whole campus. They can stop by and have some grilled food between classes, and it's kind of the kickoff for Ag Week and see what's all going on for the week. Tuesday is open just in case it rains Monday, so we have a backup plan. Wednesday we're showing the Farmland movie, that documentary, and that's going to be the movie for the day at the Century Theater. Thursday, we're having a Dairy Olympics where students can stop by and participate in some different activities, and they can get ice cream and milk, and that's kind of promoting the dairy industry. Friday, we're having an egg banquet, so that's for all egg students and then faculty and guests. And the top 10 Clinton College of Ag Outstanding Seniors will be awarded there and recognized, and then the Outstanding Senior will be in a couple of faculty awards that our coalition has picked out. And then Saturday we're having a beef fun run walk, and our Beef It Up fun run walk, where kind of not a 5K, but it's close to it, where participants can participate in the run, and then afterwards there's a beef tasting where they get to try out all the different breeds of cattle roast.
You mentioned some awards that are going to go specifically to students. What kinds of things, like yourself that are in leadership, what kinds of things are you recognizing? What kinds of things are you honoring? What are these students doing specific to promotion on agriculture issues?
So the top 10 seniors is a College of Ag Award, and this is the second year of it, and they have to fill out an application process, and then it goes through a screening committee, and then they take the top 10 out of all the applicants. And then out of those 10, they took an outstanding senior. So basically they've had to be involved in some different extracurriculars, like different clubs, and had leadership things, decent grades, and just they're involved in different things that go on campus, I guess. And then the committee kind of picks those out. So or there's a separate committee that Ag Coalition has formed that Dr. Cannon actually kind of heads up and leads.
Nevada Turbeville's with us, who's the president of the NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau, and he's organized a number of ag groups on campus to put together an NDSU Ag Week that'll be happening next week. Kicks off with some grilling on campus. Todd and I made note of the grilling on Monday, didn't we, Todd?
Okay, good deal.
Special notice there. And if not Monday, Tuesday. That's a good way to start. I like that for sure. Absolutely. And what kind of involvement does this take? You mentioned, you're going to recognize some of the folks that are involved and active. What does it mean to be active? What, what's your average week look like? How much of participation in something like the NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau drives what you do, Nevada?
Probably more in the fall, just with, the Farm Bureau annual meeting and a lot of things going on. That probably takes the most time for being a president of Collegiate Farm Bureau. And then the spring kind of slows down quite a bit. There's not as much Farm Bureau stuff going on in the fall, but, definitely still have to plan for the meetings. And we meet every 2 weeks, so it's not like it's a full-time thing. But, it takes quite a bit of work when there's stuff going on, and, a couple things take quite a bit of legwork to plan. Like our Collegiate Farm Bureau did a panel for the Measure 5 last fall, and then, we get to make resolutions for the annual meeting. So that kind of stuff takes quite a bit of legwork and time, but just on average, it's not as bad, I guess.
Very interesting. Well, I'm glad you're doing this, and sounds like a full week next week. It'll be Ag Week on the campus of NDSU, and it's not just NDSU's Collegiate Farm Bureau, but a number of ag groups that have come together this whole NDSU Ag Week Coalition, a dozen ag groups on campus, a part of the events, which start on Monday, go through Saturday, and this is a new event this year, so about 10 different groups all coming together, and been working on this since late last year, actually, getting the big event planned, so sounds like a lot of fun. How do folks find out more about it if they want to participate, Nevada?
We actually have a Facebook page. If you just search NDSU Ag Week, it'll pop up there, and that's kind of where we're putting all the events. So if you want to attend events, you can go on there and say you want to go and see everything that's going on, the sponsors, the different awards. The pictures will be up next week, hopefully, of people doing different things. So it'll be really good.
All right, looks good. Fantastic. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye.
President of the NDSU Collegiate Farm Bureau, Nevada Turbeville, with us on the program. By the way, some more folks weighing in on whether or not the Badgers got a jam job in last night's NCAA final. And you know what, Todd? More than not are agreeing with Coach Ryan. How about that? Tim Tebow's mom is coming to town. We'll tell you about that next, too. Stay tuned.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's on the minds of farmers and ranchers? We get to find out every Tuesday on What's on Your Mind, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Chad, a farmer from Hertzfield, shares his concerns about classifying glyphosate as a possible carcinogen. Tell me more, Chad.
Recently, the IARC classified glyphosate as a probable carcinogen. But when we look at other agencies around the world who issue similar classifications, we see that the IARC is not consistent with the EPA, the German government, and other regulatory agencies around the world that deem glyphosate safe for use. This is one of the most extensively tested herbicides on the market with over 40 years of safe use. The IARC has listed glyphosate in the 2A category, along with coffee, burning wood, and aloe vera extract. I think the lesson here is not to be alarmed and consider that farmers and other applicators have safely been applying glyphosate for decades.
Thanks very much, Chad. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. 10 before the top of the hour on the program, What's on Your Mind? I mentioned Pam Tebow will be in Fargo tonight for the North Dakota Family Alliance. Pam is the mother of Tim Tebow. And she'll be giving the keynote address at the Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet tonight. It'll take place 7 p.m. at the Ramada Inn. If you'd like to attend, they still have some tickets available for that. You can call 701-364-0676. June and Larry Nygaard join us on our Newsmaker line to tell us a little bit about the event and about their support for the North Dakota Family Alliance. June, Larry, how you doing?
Well, good morning. We're doing very well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to have you. Well, for one, tonight will be obviously a good opportunity to look at the work the North Dakota Family Alliance has done all year long, but certainly we've had a very high-profile case. I very much appreciated Tom Fryer and the work of the Family Alliance in highlighting, what has happened in other states as a result of passing legislation like what was proposed regarding special, protections for sexual orientation in a class in North Dakota in the areas of discrimination, and that's the kind of good work you do year in and year out on so many areas for the faith, for the family that we really appreciate. So it's a good time, certainly, to get everyone together. June, tell us what we expect to hear from Pam Tebow tonight. What will the message be?
Well, she's going to bring a wonderful message of life and the value and impact of family and just her heart for the Lord. And I think it's going to be a very encouraging, uplifting evening, likely a challenging evening as well, which is always a good thing. But I think people will come away very thankful that they gave a listen and gave up their time to be there.
That's a neat deal. It's quite an incredible story. Can you give us just a little snippet of Pam Tebow's story and what you're most excited about in her background?
Well, I think the fact that she has such a strong message of life. She was in a very difficult situation with medical recommendations to stop the pregnancy that happened to become Tim Tebow. And with prayer and faithful family support, they moved through a very hard time together. And God was faithful, and she just has such a powerful message, first-person message, which I think is a life-changing time. So,
wow. And she raised quite...
hear more from her.
She raised quite a son in Tim Tebow. I'm looking forward to hearing her message tonight. Larry, tell us why you and June have joined so many others to support the Family Alliance.
Well, you mentioned earlier the work that Tom and Shelley Aberle from Bismarck have done on behalf of the families through the North Dakota Family Alliance. And I don't think people realize how hard Tom works and how many issues are bombarding the family each and every day. You know, both in everyday life, but also in our legislative process. So Tom is a tireless worker. We saw the value that he brings to the family and to our state. I think our state is unique, and we're very happy to be living here in North Dakota, and we want to protect what we've got. And Tom works very, very hard, as well as the rest of his staff, to protect that. And that's just something that we cherish and we don't want to lose.
Certainly not. North Dakota Family Alliance Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet tonight. They do a good job of getting events all across the state, around the state, in partnership with a lot of neat groups. Shields is one of them, where they do different events. The All-Pro Dads event thing was really cool, and I know that was in Bismarck and in other locations. So they do the banquet tonight. The gathering is actually in Fargo, so if folks are on this end of the state and want to head this way, you can certainly take it in. 701-364-0676 is the telephone number for tickets tonight to take that event in to see Pam Tebow. No cost to that, right, Larry? Talk about what this event is all about in the way of awareness and fundraising. It's not a cost. You want folks to learn about it, and if they decide to give, that's great, right?
That's right. It is a fundraiser for us, but we've had a number of people step up and purchase tickets on behalf of the public right now, and some of those are available today in limited numbers. So we don't want that to be a stumbling block for you. It's a great message. Take the time to hear it, because I know you'll come away glad you did.
It will be great. Yeah, that's fantastic. Good message from a famous mom, Pam Tebow, a standing strong for life, the mother of Tim Tebow. June, anything else quickly you want to add?
No, but we are just, I guess we just want to thank you for your support and encouragement, and we're just looking forward to a great night.
Great organization with a long history of strong leadership in North Dakota. They're fabulous. North Dakota Family Alliance. See you there tonight, June. Larry Nygaard, thank you very much. Take a break. Back to your calls after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible, because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pill. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.